Good morning. We're learning Chayodom. We're learning Hilchositzes. Klal Yud Aleph. And we're looking at Simon Tesbov, which we will do basically very quickly because we'd like to learn Simon Tesayin this morning. And Oysen Tzitzes Mitzemer Gerua, Shein Oysen Behan Begin. You cannot use inferior types of wool, which a person will not make a garment out of them. I feel a bit yabid posel. Shemar Tzitzes Akanof. And this is going to be a problem, even being able to use this type of wool for tzitzis, because it's a tzitzis akanof, like we had before. So the tzitzis has to be the same type of material which a person would use theoretically to make a beged. This halacha, actually, there is another explanation. The Mora says that you can't use this type of wool which is caught from the sheep as it goes through the thorns, and some of the wool gets caught. We wouldn't make a beged out of that. That's the Chayyadim's understanding. The other explanation which Mishnah Berurah brings is because it's a busy mitzvah to use these type of stuff to use for to make sittas out of would be busy mitzvah. But again, we meet again this concept of mina kanof, that we want the sittas to be an extension of the beged, the same type of materials you use for the beged you're going to use for the sittas. Simon Tezayin. So Simon Tezayin deals with the length of the tzitzis, and we're going to see this halacha again in Simon Chof, the case where some of the tzitzis tore, which is a very common issue. So let's start with understanding this clearly. We get the basic concept of how long tzitzis are supposed to be, and then we'll talk about what happens if one of the tzitzis tore off and became too short. We'll see that in Simon Chof. Mina Torah ain shir la'arech tzitzis. So the Chayyadim starts off with that there is no length, there's no shear for the length, how long tzitzis have to be. The tzitzis mashma filakoshu, anything which is extending beyond the beged is like a tzitz, it's like something which is like flowering out from the beged. In his Pirush and Chumash sees that the word tzitzis is from the idea of ayotze tzitz. The pasuk says that the flowers blossomed, so you have the garment and you have this thing which is, as it were, blossoming out from the garment. Rashi says the word tzitzis in Chumash, it comes from the root of the idea of seeing, of the idea of to be able to see something, and he brings a pasuk for that. But if her sees it as being an extension of the beged, so any amount which is flowering out from the beged is considered kosher midaraisa. Now, in the parentheses, he points out that kein kosher levush, what I just quoted to you right now, the source of that is the levush. Yes, there's no shear midaraisa. How many strings and how many times you wrap and you make knots, that's not the raisa. But according to the Rambam, the length of the chutim is mashma from the Rambam, is the raisa. We find by lulav and others that Chazal put a shear on it. This shear is going to be very similar to that. So therefore, the Chayyadim adds in that which you said there's no shear at all on the raisa level. That's not correct. There is a shear mina raisa called kedei aniva, which we mentioned before, and we'll see again in Simon Chof exactly how long kedei aniva is. Literally translates. There's enough of the tzitzis left over that if you'd want to make a bow out of it, you can make a bow out of it. Okay. Mirabonon erech chutim chutz mimash munach al konov. So, but mirabonon, the length of the strings after what, which that was the part which is sitting on the konov, on the edge of the bagged, on the corner of the bagged. So you have the hole. You have the strings which are reaching around the two sides of the garment, the front and the back. And then you have your first knot, which is already beyond the bag. So that's called, that's what he means. The part which is not on the konef anymore, but it's now hanging freely. So it has to be at least 12 thumbs breadth measured in the wide point of your thumb. So the thumb's breadth means the length across the width of the amount of measurement across the width of your thumb, measured in its widest spot by the first joint is the widest spot. So you measure it in makom arachim. That shear is called Yud Beis that Gerdlim is the shear for Sitzes, which Chazal added. Now, how long is that in modern terms? It's according to Chazon Ish, it's about 9.6 inches. And according to Chaim Noah, it's a shorter amount. But preferably a person should try and make sure that your sitzes are at least that long. A person can make the sitzes longer. There's not an upper limit. If he put them in already and they're longer than he wants, so you can cut them shorter. They don't have to remain. Once they're put in the bag, they have to remain there. They can be removed. There is mentioned, Mishabura brings, that it is preferable not to cut them off with metal, because what you find, that you cannot put metal on the Mizbeach. Metal was created to shorten people's lives, and the Mizbeach is there to extend and lengthen people's lives. So it's not appropriate to take that which is built to destroy and put on that which is built to, excuse me, that which is put in the world to destroy. Is not appropriate to place that on that which is put in the world to be able to increase and lengthen people's lives. So similar regards to sitzes, a person should do it, says you should do it with your teeth. Actually, another option you can do, you can buy a ceramic scissors. Ceramic scissors have a very sharp blade, and they do cut, but it's not metal, and that's much of the use. But you can't cut, you cannot cut them shorter than the shear of your base gadlim. That you should not cut short. You have one string to act as a shamish, that you want it to be longer this way. After you wrap around, then it won't be too short. If the shamish is not long enough, if you're going to use the shamish all the way, it'll end up being too short. That string will be too short. You should use the other strings, so you can start with the first string for a little bit. One wrapping, you use the first string, and one wrapping, you use the second string. So they'll all end up being the same size. So that's the basic halachas of length, and then we'll talk about in Siman Chav what would be if one of them, eight sitzes tore, or two sitzes tore, whatever the situation is, how long does it have to remain that it's still considered kosher? Have a good morning.